messed up.
Welcome to the Cigar Hustlers Podcast, where we bring you the latest.
I messed that up. Restart.
No, just keep going.
This is episode 299.
Yay.
Where we bring you the latest news and insights from the world of premium cigars. In this episode, we dive into the big stories of the week. The King Mike Steponkevich and Reverend BDP Mike Palmer are two dynamic individuals who co-host and captivating Cigar Hustlers Podcast. And me, I'm Phil. Dude Phil. So grab your favorite smoke, sit back, and join us for another exciting episode of Cigar Hustlers Podcast.
Yay!
What was that weird noise?
I don't know what that noise was when he was talking. I don't know what that was.
So weird.
Camera one, please.
Oh, there's a reading.
Well, I have to make it up. I didn't write it down again.
You too can be part of this podcast.
If you'd like to put your products in front of thousands of listeners every week on 17 different podcast providers, all you have to do is email me, Mike, at MikeAndMikeProductions.com for more pricing and something information or something.
Perfect. I love that. That was amazing. I'm compelled to invest with you.
The email?
Yeah. Oh, I look forward to advertising with you.
Thank you. Nobody else.
What are we doing for the Patreon? Because I need a cigar.
Patreon today, we're doing the La Vareda.
La Vareda.
La Vareda from Crownheads.
Yes.
What's it weigh?
Oh.
19.2 grams.
19.2
Phil.
Gigawatts. Wait. That's dude Phil.
Need a cigar.
What do we have?
This will be on the Patreon, and it will have a Patreon code.
Nice. Let me guess.
You can't say it.
I wasn't going to.
Okay.
You got to leave him in suspense.
I feel like you just had that brain fart moment.
No. Nope.
Like,
oh, yeah, I think he was about to do it.
No.
Nope. I think you're right.
Hey, anybody new signed up for the Phil's cigars?
What's Phil's cigars?
When they
cigars?
Sign up for the Patreon, I'll send them some cigars.
Oh, no.
No, that hasn't happened.
No.
Unbelievable.
We've had some people re-up because their credit cards expired, but they say, don't send me nothing. No, same person.
Oh.
Good people. Good people on that Patreon. Good people.
Trying to give away cigars here. Come on, fellas.
Peoples.
Can you stop crinkling or just open that damn thing? Driving me nuts. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, come on. So what'd you do, Michael, this weekend?
Uh-oh.
Went to the Bucks game.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
That was fun.
With your messed up hair.
With my messed up hair. I had a good time. Bears fans are nice.
Are they? Chicago people?
I feel like they know what they're in for, and it's going to be a long season.
Are Bears not a good team?
No, they're not doing well.
Can you do the camera, too, since we're talking together?
Oh, it was about his weekend.
They're not doing well.
Oh. Maybe they're just happy to be down here. Is it still warm up north? I don't even know.
I think it's still warm up.
Yeah, still. Yeah. We're about to get cold down here.
No, really?
Are we?
Yeah, it says there's a cold front going.
How exciting.
Does that mean 70?
No, I think Wednesday is supposed to be like 62.
Really?
This fucking thing is so shot.
Mm.
Well, you know, it's a very expensive lighter.
Super expensive.
So I didn't do anything over the weekend.
I don't know what, I can't remember what I did Saturday.
We're still on medical leave at my house.
Due to concussion protocol? You're in concussion protocol?
Due to concuss.
There it is.
Concussness.
Oh, fuck that up.
Okay. Language.
Saturday.
Saturday wasn't the game. Sunday was a game.
No, Friday we had football. We had our first games.
Oh, how'd you do?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We did.
I saw the videos.
Fantastic.
Looked like your kids did well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get that, legend. Everybody just watch us smoke.
I'm lighting my Lavarita.
If you'd like to do a live version of the Cigars Podcast, just come down to the shop any day and we'll sit there and smoke in front of you.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so over this lighter.
Yeah, you know, there's a button there you can push. People won't hear a click. There you go.
What the hell did I do Saturday?
I don't know.
Felt like I did something.
Did something?
What happened Saturday?
I mean, I did work out in the yard, but that was just so I can get out of the house.
Saturday, that was haircut day.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I got a haircut too, Edka. Didn't mention mine at all.
Wow, she didn't even bring you up.
No.
That's messed up, man.
It is. Oh.
What was it?
My wife is now 16? Cutting my hair, so I get it cut whenever I want.
Oh. Oh, I can't know what I did Saturday. I had fun, though. I had a good time.
Why can't you say what you did?
I can't, because I can't.
Oh.
It's best I can. But I did get a haircut.
Yes?
And the kids got haircuts.
Oh.
We all got haircuts.
Oh.
And I don't know what else happened after that.
Somebody messaged me on Facebook. They cut Greg's hair.
Oh, yeah? Hey, I cut Greg's hair.
No, somebody asked about his. Somebody put a picture of Cigar Hustle or something. Somebody goes, "Oh, is that the guy who has his Chevelle?"
Yeah.
And then I said yes, and then he goes, "Oh, I cut his hair or something like that."
Oh, that's romantic.
Yeah.
Mm. I cut that man's
hair.
Very
weird. Very weird.
Mm. God, I feel like there's something else that happened on Saturday. I just can't remember.
Mm. Don't know.
Ugh. Getting old.
Thank you.
Oh, no. I just hung out
on my red light appointments if you went.
I hung out at the house. You got a red light appointment?
No.
I hung out at the house with the kiddos.
Red light hair. Yeah. Oh, and your wife went out?
Yeah.
She had a date?
She did.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
It's good. Nice when they get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes a little pressure off of you.
Yeah.
Don't do the sex and all that stuff.
I still got to do the sex.
Oh.
Yeah. I like the sex.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I look forward to it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy the sex.
Good for you.
Yeah. The sex is good. Is this going to be sex talk now instead of a Cigar Hustle podcast?
No, better than at least if there's sport and sports I can't contribute. I know what sex is. I remember it fondly.
By the way, kudos to Mr. Dolphin fan over there.
Oh, the
dude Phil?
For the W, the Patriots are a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, they beat the Patriots?
Fucking mess. Yeah, it's bad.
It's because Brady returned.
It's bad. And I think it's a little more than that. Brady can't do what he used to do anyways. He's 45 years old, man. He can't hang. It's not going to happen.
Did they let you talk that way in the fan club?
I can say whatever the fuck I want. That Colorado game was fun, though.
Now that he's retired, the fan club disbanded?
Yeah, we've all kind of dispersed.
Yeah, but the ticket sales, they locked them in,
baby. We're riding that Baker Mayfield train, baby. Let's go. I could tell you. What else did I tell you? Something. I was going to tell you something.
Colorado.
Oh, the Colorado game. Man. Oh, I'll tell you what.
Crap.
We're in. We are in. We are following Dion prime time. We are watching the fucking Colorado games.
Yeah, baby.
Did you see that bat? How did that guy get ejected from fucking? I mean, he legit laid him out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? The wideout?
Yeah.
What, he hit him illegally?
What's his name?
Yeah, the pass was already done. He couldn't catch it. And this guy just came in and fucking leveled him.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, how do you not eject him? How did I eject him?
Was he already in motion? Maybe somebody couldn't have stopped him?
No. Oh, no. You go look at the video, you're like, oh, man.
There's been a lot of...
whistle was blown, the play was dead?
Yeah.
There's been a lot of questionable calls this past couple of weeks anyways, because, you know, in sports... They're professionals, but you still don't want them to get hurt.
Right.
I mean, like, it's okay for them to get regular hurt.
Yeah.
But not like life changing.
Intentionally hurt.
Right.
Like maimed.
Right. Bleeding with their helmet.
Spearing.
What'd you get? What did you get?
Oh, good. Can you rattle the ice in your cup again?
I know.
That's nice.
You guys know this is a clown drink?
Yeah.
Just add more noises over there to the show. That's nice.
Oh, my God.
Great.
So, Quinquagenario's out. What's rolling?
No longer.
Things are going. Things are going.
Oh, did you see? Skip found out we're the number one show.
I did see that. Yes. He deleted the post, though. Too controversial.
He said accidentally.
I just told him too. I said it was clearly. That's what he'd tell you.
Oh, because he reposted it on my post from his post.
Oh, did he?
Because the graphic I took from him became unavailable.
So, he must have got a lot of comments.
That's got a lot of flack.
And then had to delete it.
Yeah, that's what I'm believing.
Those guys.
That's what I'm believing. All the
from
other
those two guys.
All the other podcasts in the cigar industry, they were upset. And I said, hey take that down.
You can take it down. If
you know, we've been doing it a lot longer than them.
Right.
Can you take that down?
No, Wu-Tang. We ride together.
It's bad. Well, stop carrying your Quasimodo cigar if you don't take that down.
Yeah, we're going to have to close the Quasimodo.
Right.
It's already sold.
So what else you got going on? So you just hung out of the house, concussion protocol.
Yeah, we watch a lot of TV. She weren't supposed to watch TV either, but she still did.
I mean, come on, dude. What the fuck?
Well, I've been in the room for 3 days doing nothing. Just
yeah, she's got a
yeah.
How bad is a concussion? I mean,
well, you're not supposed to get on your phone, computer, or TV because you can't see moving stuff. It makes your brain needs a rest.
Just stick her in the cold plunge, man. Let's get her to ice up.
Oh, she don't like cold. Then I bring her to your house. You let other people in your...
I don't.
I didn't think so. I didn't think that was going to happen. Yeah. Germs and stuff.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. It's weird for you. I would have still got in. Next time I babysit the kids, I'm getting in.
Mm. Yeah, because you don't change out the water, do you? Or filter it?
Yeah, no. You got to change out the water every month or two.
Oh.
So I'll get in right before water changing season.
Yeah,
slightly used water. You want to get in?
It's just water. It's cold water. There's no bacteria in it.
Probably, I've gotten in there.
He probably pees in it.
No, he doesn't.
He has to sit in there for a while.
Yeah, but then he has to sit in his own pee. We both know that ain't happening.
You don't think he sits in the pee-pee?
No, he don't sit it. Not even his own.
No.
Not even his own pee. He doesn't even touch it when he pees. He just walks up, puts his hands up.
Wow, that's amazing. Germs. I'm not going to lie. If you could do that, that's a great trick.
You haven't seen him at the airport? He does that at the airport.
Yeah, you don't see him. Just
walks up to the urinal.
Do you see him at the airport? Did you hear what you just said?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You've never been to the bathroom
he
with
does.
Him?
He does. All
no.
How have you not been to the bathroom with him? Are you going shifts?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are weird.
He goes in, I watch the bags for any Talibans, and then he walks out.
Talibans?
Well, you know, the rules of the airport, don't leave your luggage around.
You take it with you. That's why he had to learn, because he holds his bags, because he didn't want to touch the floor in the bathroom.
There's a guy just waiting around the corner to slip something right in that bag, I tell you what.
He just hangs out, waits on guys to pee. Hello, I will buy drinks for everyone. Then he peed. I would go put bomb in back.
Either that, or gives you the Taco Bell burritos.
Oh my goodness!
for the pooping.
Yeah,
takes
a long time.
Takes longer. That way, he's got more time.
It's a bigger bomb. It puts
bigger bomb. That's the two bombs.
Wow,
stomach bomb and bag bomb.
So we bought practice outfits for the whole squad.
Oh.
We outfits? As in you and your wife?
Outfits.
Or we I mean, as in Cigar
yeah,
Hustler?
We. Yeah, outfits? Me and my wife. Yeah. They're like sleeveless hoodies.
Oh, so they're so all, like swag.
Yeah, they're all patrioted up. And they're, you know, and Jax's squad is Tampa Bay. They got the Bucks shit.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
They're a big hit.
I bet.
I'm really excited about all that.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you never know how that shit's going to land. Right. Right. Actually, Levi, the kid I took to the game, he was wearing it for the Bucks game.
Oh, I saw he had Buck gear on. I assumed it was Buck gear.
Yeah.
Everybody and they painted their faces.
They painted their faces?
Didn't he have war paint or something? I saw both your boys.
No, that was probably just the sun burning their faces.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they were probably just sweating.
And melted your hair gel.
And melted, yes.
Yes.
Mm. Nice.
But it was a fun game to watch, man. They had control of that game the whole time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Made me happy. Mm-hmm. And then New England had to go and fuck it all up Sunday night. And then I'm playing Boots in fantasy football.
Mm. Uh-oh.
And it says that he's got a 99% chance to win.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring that up.
I'm going to prove that number wrong, by the way.
You had no one else to play.
Yes, I do.
Phil doesn't care.
I have two people left.
Who?
Sanders, Miles Sanders, Carolina.
Colonel Sanders' son.
And Olave.
Olave?
Olave.
Oh, wow.
I got two people left.
I like that song they wrote.
If they both scored 25 points, you lose.
Olave.
I just need to have good days.
Whoa.
It could happen. If they both score 25 points.
That's not a lot.
All right, man.
It could happen.
Hey.
It could happen.
I've seen angels in the outfield.
That's baseball.
Yeah, what does that have to do with anything?
That do with football.
Hey, it could happen. You don't remember the little kid in there?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they all go, this is the wing. You got an angel right behind you now.
No, but his little
this
brother.
Way, this way.
He watches a lot of kid shows.
He does. He does watch a lot
it's
of kid shows.
It's kind of creepy.
It is weird.
What are you talking about? This guy watches PJ Masks every morning.
What's PJ Masks?
Don't act like you don't watch it while you eat your Cheerios and bananas.
Watch PJ Masks?
I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You Cheerio guy. I know you know eat your Cheerios and bananas.
I do eat Cheerios. Yeah. No bananas.
Jesus,
no bananas.
This podcast is falling
What's
off the
PJ
rails.
What's PJ Masks? Well, look, every other show, they do snack foods and...
So we just bullshit about life.
Well, we talk about anything we want.
Hey, you guys like Twizzlers?
You want to be a cigar show? Talk about candy.
Yeah, let's talk about candy. So do you know... You're right. We say the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is actually...
It's not a bar. It's a bar.
It's a her. So a lot of downtime with the cigar industry.
Yes.
So
nothing going on anywhere.
You know what I did start watching, which I've enjoyed?
Oh.
Twisted Metal.
Nope.
You brought that up before. What channel is that on?
It's on Peacock.
Oh, I don't have Peacock.
I think that's what you said.
That's why.
That's when they do the sculptures.
I'm on like episode three or so.
Oh, are they making things? Is it like
No. It's you don't know what Twisted Metal is?
Talking about the video game?
Yeah. They made a TV show out of it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it is fucking hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Is it supposed to be hilarious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the video game is like a spoofy video game.
Yeah, I mean, there's blood and guts and all types of other shit, but it's good.
Oh.
It's something that I can turn half my brain off and watch.
Oh.
Yeah.
We've been
watching
Greek, Why She's Concussed.
Greek?
It's a show about the kids in college. It's an old show.
Yeah.
But we've seen it before. We watch it. But there's like 7 seasons and 22 episodes a season.
Do they use
a lot of stuff?
Do they use like Windex to fix their?
No. It's
like My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
No. Oh, no. But Big Fat Greek Wedding 2 came out this weekend on Hulu.
I think that was 3. 3 just came out.
3's coming out in the theaters. 2 yeah. just came out on Hulu.
How many times you get married?
No, the second one, I forget what the second one
is. This is
about.
Like Father of the Bride. This is all Father of the Bride all
oh,
over.
Oh, we watched
again.
That all weekend, too. We did.
Jeez,
we watched Father of the Bride, and then Father of the Bride Has a Baby, or whatever it's called.
Oh, my goodness. We watched that, too. What are you doing?
Trying to keep my wife happy with the concussion.
Good luck. Just sedate her at this point. I mean, what the fuck?
No, we did that the first 2 days.
Is it take this?
Take this. Good night, night. Good night.
I'm running around the house naked. La, 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 la,
I do that
la,
anyway.
La.
What does that mean?
You bring peanut butter for the dogs?
The Greeks of fraternity and sorority. About, what? In front of the dogs?
Yeah,
peanut they butter. Think I'm crazy, too. No, no peanut butter. No, no peanut butter. No. But Greek is about sorority and fraternities in a college setting.
Oh. Sounds exhilarating.
It's fun to watch if you went
is
to
it like a real show? Like
no, no, it's not a reality show.
No, it's not a reality
no,
show?
No, not a reality show.
What is it?
Scripted.
Oh, it's scripted?
Scripted.
Scripted?
Scripted.
But it's scripted?
Yes, it's scripted.
Scripted.
Oh, the scripts. Oh, I heard they're putting, yeah, we're talking about TV. This is the TV show. They're putting Yellowstone on CBS. It started last night.
Yeah, episode one.
Well, yeah, they're running out of stuff to do because the strike's still on.
Well, they'll be ending it in November.
If it comes on.
If the strike's over.
That's not really the whole point of why they're not doing it.
You know,
it.
Here's what's really kind of fucked up about that whole strike thing.
Yeah?
There's enough content on all of these things where I can go back and pick up a show.
Well, that's it. I'm watching stuff either wasn't good enough to watch the first time it came out.
Oh, okay.
Or something that I've seen that I enjoyed, I'm willing to rewatch.
And that's what I think the big dogs are waiting on, the gamble of how long can you hold out and how long can we hold out? Because we have all of these live stream things.
Right. They and have people will, all these shows where you doesn't think we're that good.
People will look for shows to watch. I mean, I bet
I'm sure the programming guy's going through, where's the stuff we canceled?
Well, if you guys haven't been noticing on Apple TV.
Yeah.
Bunch of new shows all the time.
Really?
I don't have Apple TV. They must have shows that they already...
They bank them.
They bank them.
Either that or they have Jennifer Aniston. They have all those people making new shows for them.
No, they have to already be filmed.
And now Taylor Swift is coming out with a concert in the movie theater.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
So that's going to fuck that up. Right. You know what I mean? So money is still going to go in the movie theater.
Drew Barrymore decided to start doing her show again. She did one episode and got so much backlash, she went, yeah, I'm not doing that. Her talk show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
what'd she say?
She said, I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to cross the picket line.
Oh, she crossed the picket line.
Yeah.
So then she had to walk it back.
And she had to walk it back because she got too much flack.
Ah.
Mm.
Just like that?
Oh, like Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis. Have you seen them?
No.
Oh, okay. There's that guy from the 70s show who got convicted of rape.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they wrote character letters for him. Said what a great guy he was.
Right.
And now they're going, oh, we're sorry. He's not a great guy. We didn't mean to do that.
You know, but I mean, how do you blame them for that? How can you prove? You don't know what somebody else is
up
to.
Oh, yeah, you don't know. I mean, when they knew him back when he was whatever age he was doing that 70s show, he probably was a great guy. They loved him. They didn't know anything about him. But now they found out.
Guy's rapey.
He rapey.
Didn't see
he's
that.
Rapey.
Didn't see that coming.
Didn't know,
you know
that.
What I mean?
Like, I don't rape with him, so how would I know?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not like we were at the bar and then all of a sudden.
I held the girl for him.
There's a girl next to him and I see. You know what I mean? You know right. what I mean?
And he walks out with her over his shoulder. Yeah. Wow, what a nice guy. Well, taking her out if she passed out.
Yeah, that's
from
so
that
fun.
One drink.
so
thoughtful.
So thoughtful.
I should write a letter. Dear judge.
Good guy.
I watched him carry a woman out of the bar. He seemed very friendly.
It was so nice.
He was so nice.
I don't get it.
I leave him alone with my wife all the time.
Fucking people are
comes back with weird bruises, but I don't understand.
It's just so weird to me that people instantly got to have an opinion about some shit you really don't know a lot about.
Right.
You're coming down on these two people.
When they did their apology.
Because you knew him.
They did their apology video. It looks like they haven't slept in days. No makeup, no hair, nothing. They just look like homeless people. It was ridiculous.
Are we going to go after Jared's friends of Subway? I mean, like, somebody
right.
had to know.
Don't eat the sandwiches. Yes, somebody's got to know.
Why is Subway still open?
Like, right.
Just go to fences.
Picket lines.
So stupid.
Jeez. I was looking at the time thing on here because I can't remember what time we started.
Holy.
19 minutes ago.
Yeah, because I'm at 22 on here.
Yeah, I'm at 19.
Well, give me Phil's fun facts. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, so hold on.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what the people want? That's definitely the wrong one.
You know, for episode 299, we really don't have our shit together.
Wait till 300 comes.
Welcome to Cigar Hustlers podcast feature, Phil's fun facts.
The dude. All right, fellas, peoples, you ready?
The music's off. Start.
I'm just asking.
For God's sakes.
I'm not ready. Okay, I'm ready.
1,000 tobacco seeds.
One blow. You have to fucking suck the shit out of it.
Mmm. Delicious. I'm sorry. We're going to have a lot of technical difficulties today with these cameras.
Let's go. Let's go.
1,000 tobacco seeds can fit inside a thimble.
Yes.
And yet.
Yeah.
A banana will not fit. I'm not a razor.
I hit it way in the middle of the sentence.
Yeah, you did.
Finish the line. What's the line? Just read it.
Will not fit in my ass easily.
Oh, Phil.
Oh, yay. Phil's good. Fun fact.
Yeah, he said it wouldn't happen easily, but it could still happen.
It could still happen.
Just like me winning tonight in fantasy football. It could still happen.
Unbelievable.
Easily. Is it easily?
Did you know that the watermelons are 90% water, but you can't swim in them? He's losing
his hair.
Yeah. I guess he's not coming back on the camera.
We'll start the news.
From the four corners of the world, bullshit. All the cigar industry news you could possibly need.
Yes.
The Cigar Hustler Podcast Report with Mike Two.
Biden White House announces new anti-tobacco measures as part of cancer moonshot program.
What?
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Biden administration announced a variety of new anti-tobacco initiatives as part of President Joe Biden's cancer moonshot program. While none of the announcements constitute new policy, they do reaffirm the Biden administration's stance on tobacco. Broadly, they don't like it.
We're against it.
And they show the president's support for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's plans to ban the sales of flavored cigars and menthol cigarettes.
So this is only for flavored?
No, anti-tobacco.
We're going to ban menthols? Yes. Again?
Again.
We've been banning that for 20 years.
Yes.
But you just...
It's going to happen.
They're not doing a good job.
Well, you said cigars, but then you just said flavored and menthol.
Well, his whole... Let's read on. The Anti-Tobacco Initiative announced yesterday to include new investments to reduce the impact of menthol and other flavored commercial tobacco products in communities that experience health disparities. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is announcing awardees of a new five-year, $15 million program to help increase adoption, implementation, and enforcement of policies prohibiting the sale of menthol and other flavored tobacco products and increase awareness of services and coverage options among populations experiencing tobacco-related disparities in order to accelerate smoking cessation.
Hmm.
We should get a piece of that $15 million.
Wait a second.
How do we do that?
We say we won't sell menthol cigars.
Wait a second.
We're going to write up a program. We're going to need $1.5
billion. All the money.
Million.
Oh.
What?
All the money.
$14.5
million. Yes.
All the money in their budgets, and they only dedicate $15 million?
Yeah, but there's, you know. Please.
Over 5 years.
It's not happening.
So it's $3 million a year.
It's not happening.
You know, look.
We need $1 million a year for our anti-menthol cigar
program. They're testing the waters to see how people respond to it. Yeah. Because, you know, if people are upset, they're going to get behind it and support it. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to figure this out.
I think everybody's going to be out there with their poster boards.
It's whatever's hot, you know? Like, they... Oh, I keep saying like. It makes me...
Yes.
If everybody was upset about the piss poor call of Colorado getting that kid getting leveled,
there would be money for that too.
Yeah, there would be a whole administration.
Well, they would have lost. There would have been a lot of care.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Part of the plan to decrease the impact of smoking on Americans' health by expanding efforts to prevent smoking and to support everyone who wants to quit. No, we are not quitters in America. While the United States has made important progress, smoking remains the biggest single driver of cancer deaths in the country.
I mean, if you want to pull my blood work anytime, I'll guarantee you that I'm more healthy than anybody who drinks consistently.
What's the numbers on that?
How about we ban alcohol?
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up while you're reading.
Let's ban alcohol.
Let's turn it off.
I want to shut it down.
Shut it down.
We tried that. Today. That's why there's a Volstead cigar.
Today. Prohibition. Let's bring it back.
No.
Yeah.
You hush over there.
I want it done.
You be quiet.
Close them.
New smoking cessation resources for underserved communities, including American Indian, Alaskan...
Undeserved.
Underserved.
Underserved. Native Americans. That's what you're saying. Underserved. Okay. Just checking.
Underserved.
Yeah, he did say that. Yeah.
Alaskan Native and Black communities reduce cancer health disparities.
I told you you're racist.
Smokefree.gov initiative extending a partnership with the Indian Health Service to collaborate with experts from the University of Minnesota School of Public Health and the American Indian Cancer Foundation. I didn't know they had their own cancer foundation.
How about you just cure cancer and fucking be done with it?
Well, there's a lot of money to be made in cancer, Michael.
It's true.
A text message program to help American Indian and Alaskan Natives. Shouldn't they use smoke signals instead of text messages?
You can't do that. It's not that's tobacco friendly.
Smoke.
You know,
okay, smoke. A new pilot program to increase veteran engagement in tobacco use treatments. There you go, Phil.
There you go.
For veterans.
Give us more cigars.
The Department of Veteran Affairs, in collaboration with NCI, will conduct a...
NCIS?
No, just NCI.
No, NCI?
No, not just quite. NCI. Not him.
Central Intelligence.
Demonstrate a project to assess how more effectively engage veterans in tobacco use. Oh, I like those. That's
probably like
a program to demonstrate how they could possibly do a program to help maybe possibly veterans possibly stop smoking.
Yeah, it's probably like naval census information.
So there's a lot. So there's a lot of nothingness going on.
Yes, yes. The clinical demonstration project will be implemented in the next year across a subset of Veterans Integrated Services Network clinical sources hubs, and aims to address the high rate of tobacco use among veterans with mental health disorders and address gaps. Now they're seeing tobacco causes mental health disorders.
I mean.
Address gaps in the provision of treatment across
the... Look around this room, bro. Some mental health disorders.
I didn't have the privilege of serving for the U.S. Armed
Services. No, we don't need to. Yeah, but we have mental health disorders.
Oh, certainly. Yeah,
it's because of the tobacco use. Yeah.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has said that it will announce finalized rules that would ban flavored cigars and menthol cigarettes as early as, this fall. Earlier this month, the agency clarified...
Military, no more smoky, is what you're saying?
No more menthol or flavored.
No more menthols.
No, no more menthol.
Oh, that means dip, too, then, huh?
Yeah, tobacco. All tobacco.
Well, they're going to be mad about the dip.
Oh, the dip.
Let me know when...
How about the chaw?
So when people... So,
well, sometimes... So think about this. Sometimes you can't smoke cigars in the military because maybe where you're stationed.
Really?
Because of like the Charlies and stuff?
Because when you... Because
of the Charlies?
When you smoke the cigar, the big red light comes on.
Oh, well, you don't do it when you're fighting.
It smells like cigar.
It's more of an after fight relaxing.
I don't know. But it just depends. I saw Predator... They were smoking cigars.
Oh, they were smoking cigars, didn't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger was smoking the most, and he made it all the way to the end.
Dylan. Yeah. See you pushing pencils again.
FDA informed. Can camera back to one, please, as you're playing video games on your phone over there?
You want camera one again?
Yeah, I'm talking again.
But you guys go back and forth. That's why I was...
Well, like, after I talk, then you go to two and he talks. See, you work the cameras. So when I talk, it's on me. He talks on him. We talk on two.
I got the numbers. I'm about to put it on me.
You can't. You took your hair off.
I'll close my eyes.
I still know who you are. Don't ruin the illusion. FDA informs premium cigar companies of up... this show really sucks, just to be honest with everybody.
Wow, why would you...
If you guys want to go watch the one about the candy, feel free.
Yeah, the candy. Oh.
We have candy?
No, we don't. Dojo did a candy one last week.
Oh. Who is it? Who is Dojo? I don't know who that is.
Brian Gerser. Right, Michael? How do you say his last name?
Brian.
No. Not Brian.
Ryan.
Now you don't remember.
Yeah, I know.
FDA informs premium cigar companies of updated user fees process following lawsuit. You don't pay user fees, do you, Michael?
For what?
Oh, sorry. You're doing something else.
I'm looking at Patrick's.
I'm the only one on the show now.
I'm looking at
Patrick's. He's doing video games.
No, I got
He's
it.
Looking up emails.
I'm looking at
The only number of cigar deaths...
Yes.
...is it says it was a 2014 study. This is the last time there was a study.
Oh, a long time ago.
2014 study estimated that regular cigar smoking causes 9,000 premature deaths annually. Premature.
9,000? That's not a big number.
Right.
Are you okay with that number, Michael?
Yeah, I love that number.
So he's not even paying attention.
Premature. Let's talk
about
that for a second.
So anyone here about my voice concussion? We can talk about that. This is the Palmer Show. No, I guess these guys are doing other things.
I'm here.
FDA informs premium... I already did it. Last month, the premium cigar industry won a 7-year-old lawsuit against the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and agencies deeming regulations. The outcome of Cigar Association and the American versus United States Food and Drug Administration means that the deeming regulations do not apply to cigars that meet a definition of premium cigar. Largely, any cigar sold in a retail humidor, with the exception of flavored cigars. As part of this decision, that means the agency's user fees will no longer be applied to premium cigars. User fees are payments made by cigar companies and importers that are paid to FDA to fund the Center for Tobacco Products, i.e. the regulated products pay for the regulation.
Yeah.
So who started paying that? Because it wasn't a definite thing.
I don't know. Some people did, though.
Some people did pay it. Yeah. Oh, there's a lot of money in it.
Yeah.
The total amount of user fees.
The enemy.
Is $712 million.
Wow.
Is set by Congress. Companies that import or manufacture one of six product categories, cigarettes, roll your own, snuff, chewing tobacco, cigars, and pipe tobacco, are assessed the user fees. So maybe the other companies, the cigars and all those.
Let's redistribute.
Not cigars, but cigarettes, roll your own, snuff, and chewing tobacco. Maybe they were already paying.
So they're going to back it out?
No. You have two choices.
Take the red pill.
FDA has informed cigar companies and distributors that it does not intend, barring further relief, to assess user fees for premium cigars in the fourth quarter of 23. However, some complications make this less than straightforward process. This is mostly because FDA has no idea whether a cigar company is selling premium cigars, non-premium cigars, or a mixture of both.
We have no idea what we're doing.
For example, FDA does not know how many cigars your estate sold that meet the definition of premium compared to the number of infused cigars, products that would not meet the definition. As such, the FDA companies who submit a disputed letter within 45 days of the assessment of user fees, it is allowing companies to either pay the full amount of assessed user fees,
mm-hmm.
or with the intent of getting a refund, mm-hmm. or, what's the or? For any user fees assessed to premium cigars, or to pay what a company believes it will owe for the non-premium cigars.
Uh-huh.
So it's A or B. Either you give us all the money,
yeah.
and we might give you some back.
Okay.
Or you think you owe us less, you pay us less money, and we don't give you any back.
Oh.
Which one do you want to do?
I'm not fucking paying.
He should be on two now, but he's not paying attention. So he's still playing video games over there.
I'm not fucking paying.
We didn't pay here.
I don't know. I don't know if that's incorporated with our TTB or whatever, the brokerage fees or whatever the case may be.
I don't think it is. It's a separate fee.
Look, if it's got to come in and it requires us to pay it, it's paid.
Well, I'm sure it was. But, I mean, you figure I would have heard Greg at least yell once about how much that was.
I'm sure he has yelled about it.
I would have heard. He likes to vent to me for some reason.
Oh, you're his Oprah?
Yes, I'm his Oprah.
Wow. Mm. That's nice.
Yeah. Well, that way I find things out and I can tell you.
Oh, you get back to me.
Yes.
You're my... What's
mole.
That? Yeah.
Mole.
Yeah, there's another strange word for that.
Mole. Mole.
Oh, if you stand closer, it's a different word. Mole.
Molly, molly, molly.
Okay.
Robert Wright promoted to CLE's national sales manager.
Oh.
Oh.
Robert Wright has been named the national sales manager for CLE Cigar Company. The industry veteran joined CLE in 2012 when the company was launching as a sales representative for the Northeast Territory.
Congratulations.
Wright also started his own cigar brand, Pura Soul, which was once distributed by CLE. His resume includes time at the VP of sales for Camacho.
You're my deep cover agent.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
You're my
better than mole.
Penetration agent.
Yeah, are you looking up synonyms for this?
I don't like penetration thing. It sounds sexual.
Congratulations, Robert.
Later, he's a national sales manager for Davidoff. Everybody either worked for Drew Estate or Davidoff.
Oh, yeah.
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 Because, you know, sometimes they don't want to pay, you know?
We're in a different story now. We're doing the new boss.
I know.
Oh, okay. Camacho is where he met Christian Iroa, founder of CLE.
That's what I'm talking about.
And
dummy.
Tom Lazuka.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, good. Okay. You know, your wife hasn't called yet in several shows.
Yeah.
I think she's mad at us. Robert Wright has been part of our team since the beginning. I can't think of anyone better to fill his role for our company, said Iroa in a press release. I have all the faith that Robert will help take CLE Cigar Company to even greater heights.
Did you see her mom's video?
What?
Whose mom?
Her mom's video.
Mom's, yes, yes. I saw the mom's video.
Did you see her mom's video?
Yeah, the flowers.
I saw it on TikTok. I saw it on Instagram. I saw it on Facebook. And I saw when you shared it on Facebook.
Oh, excellent.
So
every year we have these fucking...
We do the mums, too.
She buys these fucking mums.
And they die.
She gets LinkedIn on the Home Depot.
Yeah, at Costco. She can't can't help it. She buys them.
Yeah, my wife does, too.
Pretty.
And I say every year. Fucking year.
Gonna die.
Listen, these things aren't going to make it a week.
Yeah.
They are going to make it a fucking week. Please.
Yeah, can we just buy a dead one? Save
just
the time.
Just don't buy it.
You just waste money.
So she saw this TikTok or something video that says, want those beautiful mums to last a long time? Here's what you do. You dunk it in water for an hour or some shit.
Then soak it in a bucket of water for 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
I saw it five times. I know what
water.
So
no, then you never have to water them.
Yeah, then they're beautiful.
Then they're beautiful all season.
Oh yeah.
You know, they still die. They just die later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they. You mean they survive September? Because it'd be nice for them to survive.
Yeah, it would be.
Everything dies.
Wow. So she did a video of her watering her mom.
Yes.
Was it? Wait, I didn't see her video. I saw somebody else's video.
Did you see what happened at the end of it?
He didn't watch the whole video.
I didn't watch the whole video, apparently. I thought it was somebody else's video. She just shared it.
Wow. Now it's fucking hilarious.
Now I have to go back and watch it. I'm very sorry, Brittany. I will go back and watch all five of them.
When I asked you, I said, did you watch her mom video? You're like, yeah.
I saw it. I saw him dunking in the water, and then I go, okay, it's going to live forever.
I'm thinking, wow, I thought it was really fucking funny, Palmer, and you didn't even
I didn't watch it all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Oh. You really would you like me to watch it right now?
Yeah.
Would you like me included as part of the show?
Pull it up.
Yeah.
Then you have to send me the video.
You can't.
If she has the video.
Mm. This saddens me a great deal.
I'm very sorry. I'm no longer your penetrative support or whatever it was.
Wow.
You're no longer my penetration agent.
Oh. Crownheads, Mildias, Topes, and Route to Cigar Shop.
Oh.
Mildias means 1,000 days, Michael.
Does it?
Yes.
I thought I meant 10.
No.
What did you say before?
I think it's a 10.
What's mil?
I think it's what mil is. The newest size of Crownheads, Mildias line, the 4 7/8 by 56 Topes, tip. I'm sure.
Tapas.
It's not tapas. It's not tapas. You don't eat them.
Tapas.
No. Skip will send me the phonetics, and I'll have it tonight, and I'll tell you tomorrow morning.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
Report back.
With the company telling, tell the Cigar House Supply Guides that the first box has left the warehouse on Friday. The Mildias line gets its name from 1,000 days that the elapsed between the Tabacalera Pichardo factory gave some samples of Crown Heads and when the blend was finalized. That blend is, are they arguing about whether it was that many days since Pichardo?
Just soak them in a bucket of water for 30 minutes to 1 hour.
I'm like, what the hell
and
is
your
that?
Mums will last all season long. So go ahead and buy those beautiful mums. You got this.
Oh, now I see. She puts a dead one in. Oh, it's very nice. It's pretty.
It's better now.
Yeah, it's better now. It's funny.
Yeah, well, you suck as a person.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For all of you listening only, please turn on the video to make sure that wasn't anybody in the bathroom.
You're
in trouble.
Oh, he's ratting me out.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Hello.
Hey, Brittany, how are you?
It wasn't
me. You're on the podcast.
Wait.
You're the third caller.
It wasn't me.
Congratulations.
So I just want to tell you. Upstairs, I talked to Palmer and said, hey, did you watch Brittany's mom's video? And he goes, oh, yeah. And I said, oh, okay. Weird. He didn't laugh or anything. I'm like, okay. So I just brought it up on the podcast. And I said, hey, did you watch the mom's video? And he said, yeah, I saw it 3 times, 5 times, blah, 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 blah. And I said, well, did you see the end? Did you watch it when she dunked the thing? He goes, no, I just thought it was just the instruction thing of how to save moms.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
I really fucking do that.
Right?
When have you ever seen, first of all, there is nothing green around our house. Yeah. Like, I kill everything.
I thought you found out, there's a secret. I dunk it in the bucket. I didn't know you actually dunked yours in the bucket. It was very funny. He just showed it to me.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Mikey was rolling last night. He was...
I wondered why he shared it himself, but now it makes complete sense.
Because it's funny.
And now it's funny. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought, wow, they're really behind the mums in that
family. See how I told you to keep time short on that? Because, you know, they lose interest, these people.
I mean, it wasn't even a minute.
Yeah, 2 seconds.
He didn't even get into it.
2 seconds.
He didn't even get into the joke.
On to the next one.
I guess if you really know me, you know that that's never how my mums look.
Right.
That's why I thought she was excited.
No.
Yeah, no. In fact, I think I bought this one dead. That's how bad I am.
bought it dead. Oh, it just saves time.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I'm on the phone. I'm on the podcast.
Tell him.
Oh, shh. Mommy's on the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Bubbles kill.
No. What? No, we're not in.
No, she says.
All right. Well, just wanted to let you know that Palmer dropped the ball.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I'm so sorry.
This is going to change everything for you.
Joseph, can you get the knife, please?
She said the one
that's in my back.
She said get the knife?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, she's coming
the one
by.
That's in the back.
She's coming by. Now.
She's going to stop by.
That's it.
Oh, I'm dead.
Can you get the knife? We have to go see Mr. Palmer.
He's downstairs.
I have to go see Mr. Palmer.
Love you.
All right. Love you.
Bye.
You want to say something he did wrong?
Oh, yeah. Conversation over.
Okay, there's a lot of Mildia cigars coming out of her. Yeah, man. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Well, I see why people are doing shows on candy.
Hey, you got his signature, though.
Whose signature? Oh, yeah, we got a lovely picture. We got a lovely signed letter from John Hoover upstairs.
Yeah, we did.
That's nice.
Yeah, very nice guy.
I had a good conversation with him at the show.
Yeah, that's what you said.
Yeah.
He likes the Hustler.
Yeah. Yes, yes. He's very happy to have a Hustler back on board.
Yeah, so nice.
El Septimo Empress of Sheba heads to stores.
Oh, I'm excited. Are you guys excited?
I'm excited. El Septimo's lone new cigar release of summer 2023 is now shipping. Last Friday, the company began shipping the El Septimo, the Emperor Collection, Empress of Sheba, and a 6x60 Gordo that uses tobacco from Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, and Nicaragua.
Wow.
Though the company isn't specifying what
was that last one?
Nicaragua. Nicaragua.
Isn't that a song?
Nicaragua? No, it's a country.
No. The Sheba? Smoke Sheba. What?
I don't know.
How did they come up with the Sheba?
One of those rap things that you're because they're doing the Emperor collection. So they have to have an Empress.
The Empress.
Why not, what's her name? The Egypt girl.
Cleopatra?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Or Sacagawea. Those are the two most famous.
Sacagawea? She's not from Egypt, you big dummy.
No, I know she's not.
She's an Indian.
I know she's not from Egypt. She's from the West Coast.
She's from the West Coast?
These are $20 cigars. You come in boxes of 20s.
She's repping Cali? Yeah.
She walked a long ways, man, all right?
California love.
Interestingly, it will be offered in three different color boxes, white, purple, and green.
What are we talking about again?
Septimo.
Empress of Sheba.
Oh.
What? You know what? How original of them to do white, purple, and green?
Oh, wait. He was asked by a dear friend to design a cigar that reflects of the rich history and culture of African Americans, said Zaya Yonan, CEO of El Septimo.
Why'd you have to read that part? I was just kidding about the Sheba joke.
Now you're racist.
Yeah, great. Now you can join the Palmer racism camp.
All right, if you would have told me that first, I would have said that.
We're enjoying the show. I don't know about anybody else.
Fantastic.
Nicaraguan cigars are made with Hawaiian tobacco, Michael.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Hawaiian.
We carried some Hawaiian tobacco cigars here years ago.
Is it fire cured?
I thought tobacco was illegal.
Nobody got
Hawaii.
That joke? Come on.
Oh, no. Selling, not.
Oh.
you're a funny guy. Selling, not.
Hey, Brandy, now they're being mean to me. Remember how I told you how you didn't watch the Mums video? Fucking call her back right now.
Hawaii may be famous for tropical
Teddy,
vacations.
Teddy, go grab two knives from the back. Two knives.
It was Jax that was getting the knife today.
Oh, whatever. I trust the little one with the knife.
She doesn't need a knife. She got the dog.
And Bubbles kill.
Hey,
Bubbles,
I've noticed at all the cigar shows, those whole Hawaiian chocolates always make it around somehow.
Dude, oh, yeah, you got a... there's a connect.
Oh, Jack always has them.
Jack and Sako.
I think Eric buys them. The chocolate-covered macadamia nuts?
No.
Is it the guy from Sako?
No. God, I can't think of who
look
brings
at him.
Them. I can't think of who brings
them. The guy from Hawaii. He works with Saka.
Duque? I don't think Duque brings them. No. I think it's somebody else.
The name of the cigar, the Dakin.
Oh, Duque. Lord.
Not the Duque. Dakin?
D-A-K-I-N-E.
Who's making this? Are we still talking about?
Yeah, the Hawaiian thing.
Oh, not Septimo.
No, not Septimo. No, that was the racist cigar that he didn't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smoke Sheba.
Fuck it. Yo, that's it's Red Man, bro.
So bad.
I don't know. It doesn't say he's making this.
Wait. Is this? This
I'll just read
called
it myself.
The
I'll read it myself.
The Dakin. What is it?
D-A-K-I-N-E. Dakin.
D-A-K-I.
The name Dakin is taken from. Dakin.
Dakin.
Well, I don't know Dakin. How to say it. Taken from Dakin, an expression so versatile in Hawaiian Creole that is own wiki page. Now, I tried to find it. I couldn't find it.
Dakine.
Dakin.
Dakine?
Dakine.
Dakin.
Dakine.
Dakine.
There's no umlaut over anything.
Umlaute.
It's about exploring Hawaii, a new kind of, I don't know. Just...
All right, there's a Hawaiian cigar.
Well, they got a bunch of them. They got the Big Island. They got the Target Isle, the Valley Isle.
Let me ask you both a question.
The Lanai. Tell me.
When was the last time you guys smoked a Hawaiian cigar?
We used to have them here. It's what I said.
We had
I liked
here.
Them.
How
they
long ago was that?
Oh, I had to be 3-4 years.
Yeah.
More? I've never seen one.
We had one box or two boxes of them here. I bought the last of them because I liked them.
The Dakine.
It wasn't the Dakine.
Chicago.
DeKeen.
Oh, here we go. DeKeen is owned and distributed by online cigar retailer Best Cigar Prices.
Oh.
But this is not a catalog exclusive brand. It's available to all retailers through Best Business to Business wholesale site.
It's nothing like up the cigar industry called Best Cigar Prices, where you discount the shit out of everything and then say, hey, retailers who I've made your life fucking miserable for the
you
past decade.
You like to buy
decade.
My cigar I just came out with.
Why don't you check in here and buy this? It won't be available. I swear I won't sell it.
I'm just trying to figure out.
I won't discount it here.
Give me a fucking break. It's so comical.
I'm trying to figure out how that plug
You know what that reminds me of? You ever see Mars Attacks?
Yes.
Where they're like, come in peace. They're fucking just laying everybody out.
Yeah,
that's exactly what's going on in that press release. Yeah.
All right, Florida. We got Florida stories.
I'm sure there is.
A man bitten in the face by a shark while surfing off New Smyrna Beach.
Yeah, in the face.
In the face.
Oh, that's
is this
bite.
The one where they found the shark again later?
This happened the other day. Oh, I don't like it. A man was bitten in the face by a shark while surfing off New Smyrna Beach, according to Volusia County safety officials. Officials said the man was attacked around 7:50 a.m. Tuesday near the jetty in North New Smyrna Beach.
That's a fucking shark right there,
victim,
boy.
A 38-year-old South Carolina man, was jumping off a wave when he was bitten above his right cheek.
At the jetties?
Right near the jetties, yes.
What's wrong with this guy?
He was from North Carolina or South Carolina. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know there's sharks in the ocean.
He didn't see everybody with the fishing poles off of the place. Like, come on, man.
The man suffered non-life-threatening injuries, officials said. The incident
he has no face.
Incident marks the seventh shark bite of the year.
That's it?
That's not bad. That's low.
Yeah.
New Smyrna is the shark bite capital of the world.
That's because there's sharks nowhere else.
They're all just hanging out in New Smyrna.
They all hang out in New Smyrna by the jetties. All right, mysterious yellow line spanning 20 miles of I-95 confused Florida drivers.
A mysterious line?
They had somebody added a yellow line on the highway.
Get
St. Augustine, Florida, mysterious yellow line running down the middle of interstate on Interstate 95 southbound from Jacksonville and all the way to St. Augustine is causing confusion and safety concerns among drivers. The line has been there since Friday, starting at the Acosta Bridge. News 4 SkyDrone captured the line to extend over 20 miles, crosses lane several times, and changes in width, but always remains visible. Wasn't sure which way the line was to go on, confused driver Mario Dimas said. It's going to take them a while to fix it. Driver
paint
Richard,
it black.
I know, right? This could be fixed in fucking.
Oh, wait. It's hard to remove the paint, apparently.
It's paint over it.
Yeah, they should have just painted over it. Driver Richard Albany is worried that the line may represent an accident hazard. It's a yellow line with a yellow line on the other side, said Albany. Most people, like, especially if they're out of town, they don't really
First of all,
they're not really too much looking at, and then the line
really
that goes where they wrote it phonetically. It's the guy said it.
Okay. Two things about this guy.
First of all, he has one tooth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just about to say, there's two things about this guy. One, he fell asleep with the thing down. Two, he's a redneck.
That guy's a total hillbilly.
Yeah.
They're not too many a damn yellow lines.
The line ends at Acme Barricade near St. Augustine, where it appears to be paint in the parking lot.
Where
however,
it was right into the wall.
A road construction company has not answered requests to talk about the matter.
We're not talking about this damn line.
Meanwhile,
DeKeen, watch this. Watch what I'm about to do. Watch this.
Check this out, DeKeen.
Did you see the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer painted extra lines on the highway?
No.
More, he goes, is it for luxurious driving? He sponsored like a mile of the highway.
Yeah.
And he painted his own lines. He wants large, luxurious lanes for people to drive it. I don't believe anybody's taking responsibility for it yet, but we're going to work with whoever
we're gonna
we can
get to the bottom
sure
of this
identified.
Yellow line.
FDOT Community Outreach Manager Hampton Race.
Sends
gonna,
a bill.
We're going to figure it out.
We're going to have an operation where we take a street sweeper with a wire brush, and we will be going and doing our best to dislodge some of the yellow paint from the roadway.
What?
$9 million operation.
We do not expect this to be the end-all solution. It is still unclear how much it will cost to remove the paint.
It's going to go on forever.
Who's going to pay for it?
What's just paint it?
It's going to go on forever.
Yeah, it's painted black. This seems so much easier.
Bro, I could fucking hang out my car with a can of spray paint. I can have this thing wrapped up by...
Yeah,
well, Kramer had a roller, and he just left his door open.
There you go.
Well.
That's perfect.
Isn't there a Habitat for Humanity somewhere around there?
Probably. They're worried now that self-driving cars will have accidents. So apparently, to take out the self-driving cars, you just paint extra lines. That's all you got to do.
That's fantastic.
It was a test by terrorists.
Man.
To see what happened.
Here's what we're going to do.
Here's what we're going to do.
More yellow lines.
We're going to paint more lines. It'll creepily fuck them up and they won't know what to do.
They'll have no idea.
How to fix it.
They don't even know how to get it off.
That's right. Stop watching people pee at the airport. Get out to the highway and start painting
you
lines.
You know, like in downtown Winter Park, they have the brick roads and shit where the bougie people live.
Yes.
And one of the guys told me he's got a Tesla. And he says, man, it's just not good on these brick roads. I'm like, oh, I'm feeling so bad for you.
Oh, you spoiled it. I'm so sorry.
I'm going to go paint some yellow lines on those brick roads. Make shit really interesting. They're going to start showing up. It's you okay?
Yeah, right over
there. I'm good.
You okay? You want to rattle your eyes some more? You need a drink?
I came all the way back
I
here.
Feel like your soul just left after that sneeze.
Yeah.
Holy moly. If you have COVID, we definitely now have COVID.
It's okay.
We all have it now.
We're friends.
All right, you got to listen to the week,
you're the one.
Are you trying to just shoo us off here?
We're almost out of time, and now that's all I got.
You're the one that almost killed my brother with COVID.
I didn't.
That's right.
Okay. You're not mad at me, though.
Well, he's mad because it's almost.
I mean, if you're going to do it,
you finish the job.
The plan was to do it. Hey, Mike, got a listener of the week?
I do.
Oh. Here's a listener of the week.
Dexter Pollard.
Wow.
Listener of the week, Dexter.
Thank you so much, Dex, for reaching out and receiving your product.
He got it?
No, he didn't get it. He didn't get it yet.
You just said thank you so much for
reaching out. I know.
Next week, we should all smoke Frenchies on the show. Do you have three?
I know I have one in that bag.
Oh.
So... there are enough people that listen to this show that are friends with him that haven't said anything.
I saw him on Horrible Facebook friends. Over the weekend, but I didn't say
not
a word.
Not only
to
that,
him.
You sent him an order this week.
Horrible friends.
Oh, well,
you sent him an order on Friday.
You should have wrote it on the back of the sticker.
Call Mikey, you want a prize? Like,
dude, they're talking about you on the podcast now 2 weeks in a row. What?
I should go listen.
So yeah.
So he didn't enter on purpose. He just bought something and it random entered.
Yeah, I told you he didn't buy buy anything big. Just so happened to work out.
Just the one.
Listen, Dexter, if you don't, you know, come get your prize, me and Palmer are going to smoke them all.
You want me to pick somebody else?
Okay, we give him one more week.
One more week.
If he doesn't reach out by next week, the next show. Which will be show 300. That'll be the big thing for the 300 show.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
We screw Dexter Pollard and then we give his prize to somebody else.
He's such a nice
How do you
guy.
Feel about this? Let's he's take such, a census on
he's
this.
Such a nice guy. Me, I struggle with doing shit like that. Because he didn't do anything wrong.
So you struggle with what?
Not giving it to him.
Well, he's got one more week.
Well, we could reach out and tell him.
I don't want to reach out.
So you don't feel that bad?
Hey, look, listen. Give me his number. I'll call him.
Yeah. You're so thoughtful.
He's going to work out
I'll call him at ADEX. Listen, I got three cigars here that they want to give you.
Five.
She's keeping two.
Yeah, it's a fee.
It's a fee.
It's a tax fee.
It's a call fee.
It's a call fee.
There's a call fee.
You got a shop of the week? Let's get this over before we talk about candy.
I do. I do.
What is it?
Lake Country Cigars.
Nice.
Phil, you're not going to believe this.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about this.
But we're going to Lake Country Cigars.
We're going there?
Yeah. Thursday, September 28th, we're going to release the War Bear Corona Gorda.
You mean Boots is going there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Phil should go.
No,
Boots,
Boots is going there. Boots is going there.
I want to see
the
dude Phil go.
The dude Phil.
No, Boots is going
there. Dude Phil likes to drive.
So apparently Half Wheel just released a review on the Postaña Broadleaf Corona Gorda, and it got hammered.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I'm going to look it up between shows.
Hey, you better end the show because I'm starting to go off here in a second.
No, it's funny. I don't give fucking, who cares?
Save it for the Patreon. We got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, I got some words to say.
So we all have time to read it.
Oh, Patrick was my friend, too.
Oh, Patrick did it?
Yeah.
Never talked to him again.
He's dead.
He's dead to me.
They had a lot of reviews on their page
Patrick,
this week.
Patrick, you're
dead. It was obviously a slow news week.
No, it wasn't. You had shark bite guys.
Well, that's not on Half Wheel, though.
We're fucking swimming next to the fish.
No comments yet.
Because everybody's stunned.
Everybody is stunned. They're speechless. They don't know what to do.
What's he smoking? Romeo Juliet's?
I don't know. I'm going to...
Monte Cristo White's? Think they listen to the show?
Obviously not.
No.
I think everybody does. Just see if we talked about them.
Because it would have been in their write-up.
Do you watch How About That Cigar last week? They did a 9/11 show. I bet it was good.
Oh, nice.
Oh, Pop.
Pop, that's not good.
That was it.
That's done.
It's telling us we're done.
It could be electrical. Maybe the electrician hit something else.
Oh, it's still good.
You know, Garrett hasn't popped his head up anymore lately.
Yeah.
I miss him.
You used to hate him.
I never hated Garrett. Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, yeah, but we made up. We made nice at the TPE. At the TPE.
Yeah, because he did the joke.
He apologized for the joke, and I still don't know what it was.
What the joke was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. But he apologized. So, you know, listen, I'm a big man. I can accept his apology for something I don't know what he's talking about.
The reality is, if people aren't talking shit about you, are you really doing anything?
Well, I always had that on my Facebook. You're the worst pirate I've ever heard of.
But you have.
So you have heard of me.
Exactly. All right.
All right, we got to go. It's episode 299. Next week, we're going to have a cake.
All right. We're going to have a fucking cake?
You said you wanted a cake.
Oh, yes.
Ice cream cake?
Ice cream cake, yeah.
No, it'll melt all over the table. We got enough mess in here.
What? We eat it while we do the show.
It's going to be Reese's,
Reese's peanut butter bars. Yeah, no, peanut butter bars.
Only bars, yeah.
Reese's peanut butter bars. Cups. You know, they do make a bar.
Yeah.
Podcast off.
Oh, we done? All right,
shut it down. Bye.
All right, bye.
The Cigar Hustlers Podcast, its owners, and its sponsors take no responsibility for the opinions or statements made by the talk show host or their guest. Statements or show topics are not necessarily the beliefs of Mike and Mike Productions or the podcast providers, and opinions between talk show hosts may differ. It is not our intention to libel, incite, or hurt anyone's feelings. We invite you to write the show's host, Mike Stepankevich, with any feedback or suggestions that you have for their shows. These broadcasts are presented and made public as entertainment in the hope that they will be entertaining to the audience.